break it down. Wake up, up, up. Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Happy hump day.
It is a Wednesday indeed. We should just sing our intros every day.
I didn't mean the fact that it was a Wednesday. I just meant it was a day that we spend humping. Not each other.
Whoa.
Not like, not in a sexual way.
Oh, like hump, how else, hump?
Riding camels.
Oh, yeah, that works.
Duh.
Ellie, I just found out that you auditioned for Australian Idol.
Do you know what? I said that and you didn't react, so I was like, oh, he hasn't heard it.
No, I wrote it down.
No, you didn't.
I did. Look, it's in our group chat. What do you mean you auditioned? You can't sing, can you?
Yeah, I'm a great singer.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
I've heard you rap. I've never heard you actually sing.
Well, oh, what about when I did Ferret Nando, the song for the ferret race?
Yeah, but you were kind of like singing good, putting it's on true. Good. Like I can sing it's good true. If I try and put it on. La 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 la. Like you were putting on a sorry. Voice like that.
Sorry. Was that you singing good?
La 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 la.
You sound like Kermit the Frog.
I'm just speaking.
Nah, I can't sing. Whatever. Hey, fun catch up today. In fact, this show is so good that we're about to go into a meeting with our boss for him to tear it apart.
No. I think he's going to build it up.
You reckon?
We've got some ideas. Yeah, he says he wants us to go global. In fact, universal. I think he wants to send us to space, essentially.
Oh,
speaking. Yeah,
is that
so,
right?
Something like that.
A little insight into what's to come on the Josiah and Ellie show.
Yeah, so we'll speak to him about that.
Wow, this intro's gone from here to there to the
back to hump day.
Back to the hump day. Enjoy it. Enjoy our show. We'll speak to you tomorrow. Josiah, stop humping the air.
What?
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Ellie, what's the best part about going a little Saturday morning trip to Bunnings?
Oh, I mean, not much apart from the sausage sizzle.
Well, that's exactly what I talk about.
Okay,
I want to talk about this is the sausage sizzle because that is the best bit. You go in, what, they're a buck, hand your gold coin and you get your sausage snag. That's an Australian staple, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, men love Bunnings trips. I don't.
Well, what if you got to
unless
come along,
I get the
right?
Sausage.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, man, female, kid, retiree, you love a sausage sanger.
Yeah, of course. Oh, God.
I'm really angry.
God, this button's getting a workout this morning, isn't it? What are you angry about, buddy?
Don't mess with the sausage sandwich. Bunnings do a fantastic one, and whatever you do,
mm-hmm.
don't mess with it.
Okay.
Especially don't mess with it if you're trying to be politically correct. And
oh,
this
no.
world of 2018 kills me so much.
What are you going to do? Go back to 2017?
Oh, I'd love to. Please. Like this world, this story I'm about to tell you is politically correct and it's gone so wrong.
Okay.
So the Bunnings snag, the sausage sandwich, it's had to undergo some changes after safety concerns.
What's a safety concern to do with the sausage? Choking reasons?
No, nothing to do with that.
Okay.
I'll read the statement. As a matter of safety, those running the barbecue have been instructed by head office to add onions to the sandwiches before placing the sausages on top. So you have to put the onions on first now rather than after. So onions first, sausage on top, so the onions don't fall out, becoming a slipping hazard.
I get angry, but I'm angry. Oh, that's better than I thought. I thought maybe it'd be something to do with the temperature of the onions, maybe burning you. Slipping hazard.
But that's the thing. If you want to break down everything in life,
yeah.
you could find something, a safety hazard for every situation. You could burn your tongue on the sausage or the onions or the bread could be allergic or someone could have traces of peanuts. Who knows?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you can't please everyone. But now Bunnings were hit with by the safety guru or whoever they are.
Safety
whoever,
guru.
The health and standards people, whoever they are.
Yeah.
We're saying you have to put the onions on first. Otherwise, you'll have to shut down the sausage sanger every Saturday.
Do you know what? I'll validate this if we get a call from one person in the Goulburn Valley who says they've slipped on an onion. then I will not say a word against it.
Someone must have taken them to court or something or done something where an onion's fallen out and they've hurt their back or something.
Oh, look, onions can be slippery suckers, that's for sure.
Of course they can, but they can also be hot and burn your tongue. But
yeah.
It doesn't mean you're going to have to serve them at room temperature before you eat it.
Well, I mean, if they're going to be outlawing onions, then they should be outlawing things like bananas.
Exactly.
We don't
right.
want to go all Mario Kart.
I nearly slipped on a piece of cheese that someone had dropped the other day.
No more cheese.
Exactly right. What about that dog poo someone left in the grass the other day?
I'm happy to outlaw dog poo. That's fine.
I mean, they already are, but you know what I mean? But this has just taken it too far, and this kills me about this world that we're living in.
Yeah.
Leave us alone. Leave our sausage sandwiches. Get stuffed. Leave our sandwich alone. If we want to put the sausage on first, then the onions, let us.
Yeah. Do you know what? But I'm okay with having onions underneath. Like, it's not going to be too bad.
No, the taste will be the same.
Yeah.
I just hate that the conversation has to be had.
Yeah, I agree. It's the fact that, like, let me choose how I want to do it, you know?
Oh, just go back to whatever you... Do you know what? These people, they're sitting in head office, these health and safety people, bored with their lives. They're looking around at society going, all right, what can I pick apart today to change and annoy people and make things more politically correct in 2018?
Oh, I don't know if they are.
Oh, look, you
they've
know
what? They've probably got reasons.
You know what we really love? Oh, yeah. Bunnings seems to be doing well. Oh, their sausage sandwiches are fantastic. You know what? Why don't we pick that apart and force them to put the onions on first, whether they like it or not?
Oh, buddy. Hey, listen to the song. He doesn't let the anger get him, okay? So don't you let the anger get you either. I'll buy your Bunnings sausage sizzle on the weekend, okay?
Deep breath, Josiah.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Josiah, none of us are safe anymore.
Why?
Because the cops are getting sneaky.
What are they doing now?
Do you know what? I'm all for the cops getting sneaky because if we're doing the wrong thing, we should be caught. But yesterday, it's come out in the news that cops have employed a sneaky tactic to try and catch people on their phones whilst driving.
Oh, I read about this. Yeah.
Naughty, naughty, naughty if you're on your phone, so you deserve to get caught. But the way they've done it is a bit out of the ordinary. So basically, cops have dressed up as window cleaners and gone up to people's cars with their squidgy things. So you think, oh, cool, it's just someone coming to wash my window. Turns out it's an undercover cop. They've then radioed their mates up the road who are uniformed officers and said, oi, that Holden Commodore, the dude was on his phone, get him. And they've caught a whole bunch of people.
This makes me pretty upset.
Does it?
Because, yes, you are doing the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you get to get caught. Mm-hmm. But police, do they have to go to such extreme measures to be pulling people over? Why can't they just use – there's new technology now where they can set up cameras that just catch people on their phones regardless. They've got the technology for it.
Mm.
Why are they wasting their time dressing up in high-vis like they're tradies, pretending they're homeless people by – you know, or trying to make extra money by window washing your car while they're washing your window looking to see if you pick up your phone, then calling their mates they've got an earpiece in and calling them down the road?
But how is that really any different to a camera just being there? Either way, the driver is pretty –
you're doing the wrong thing regardless.
That's
at the bottom line is you're doing the wrong thing. So I get it. You deserve to be in trouble. But it's the way they go about things.
So you're against the deception of it all?
Agreed. 100%. Because if they're willing to deceive us in these ways, how are you going to go about life, you know, with this? And you wonder why people have trust issues in the world? Do you know what I mean? You can't even trust the police because they're dressing up as tradies now to try and get you. Here's a story.
Yeah.
A little sidetrack once. And I actually got done on my phone. This is maybe 4 years ago, and deservedly so. My mate picked me up. I checked around to see if there was any police.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Toyota Camry behind me, right? Not a police car.
Yep.
There was a man of Asian appearance driving the car.
Yep.
Ununiformed in his beach clothes. I was near the beach at the time. My mate pants. I pick up the phone, shouldn't have done it, said, hang on, mate, let me just put you on speakerphone, put the phone on speaker, put it on my lap.
Mm-hmm.
The minute I said that, the undercover car behind me turned his sirens on, pulled me over.
Gotcha.
He was in board shorts and a singlet driving an undercover Camry, light blue, like the last person you would ever picture to be a cop.
So if you're against that, does that mean you're against all undercover cop work? You know,
no.
Like what about undercover cops who catch terrorists and catch?
No, at all. But these guys, well, my uncle as well, like we said, the shoplifter, he goes in undercover, but he's not deceiving us. He's just acting like a member of the general public. Where these guys are literally in wearing tradie, like they're dressing up as somebody. Holding squidgies to clean your car while cleaning your car, looking in to see if your hand touches your phone. I think you're taking it way too far when they have the technology to already get us.
I don't know. I mean, I hate the fact that I could get caught. I mean, I'm you know, trying not to do it. But, like, it sucks for us, but in the other way, like, it's keeping us safe. Being on your phone is dangerous. So, I think I'm for it, whatever means necessary.
It's a hard one to argue because at the end of the day, you've broken the law.
Yeah, exactly.
And people do, they're trying to stamp it out because people have passed away at the wheel from picking up their phone. So, the bottom line is you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
However, it's the way they go about it. And my biggest thing is the deception by it.
Right.
I don't think they need to deceive us to catch us.
All right. Well, we want to talk about this morning. We want you to get involved. And have your say this morning. 1312. 12-16. Do you think that it's okay that the cops are doing this, or do you think that they're deceiving us and that's not okay?
Yeah, I'd love your opinion because there are many out there today. It split us this morning in the office, didn't it? And right now.
Very much so. We hate each other. just kidding. We don't. But give us a call, 13-12-16. We've got a car wash voucher for anyone who wants to get involved. You can be on your phone while you're in the car wash, I believe.
Oh, I don't know.
No, if the car's off, you're fine. Justin from Shep, you've given us a call. What are your thoughts on this whole thing?
Look, I think it's an awesome idea.
Yeah?
Really? And why is that, Jess?
Yeah. I'd even go one step further. I'd invite them into my truck so when I go down to Melbourne, they can see all the people on their phones.
Yeah, right.
Look down into their cars.
I was going to say, as a truck driver, you'd be able to see people on their phones all the time. And don't get me wrong, it's a terribly wrong thing. How bad is it from your angle?
Look, it's an everyday occurrence that I've got to make. I've got to make decisions to avoid hitting the car or running up the ass of the car because they're not paying attention and they'll brake at the last second or they'll cut in front of me and you'll see them on their phone. It is literally an everyday occurrence. Just travelling between Shepparton and Melbourne.
What are your thoughts on the deception by the police, though? Do you think they need to go to that kind of lengths to catch people, or can they just stay as they are and catch people regardless?
Look, I think they need to step it up a little bit more.
Yeah, so not just window washers.
I'd like to see it stepped up a lot more.
Yeah, right. What else can we get them to do? Like lollipop men?
Bikes riding in between cars at intersections.
Yeah, that's quite common in a lot of the bigger cities. Yep. The motorcycle cops. I haven't seen many around Shep or the surrounding areas.
Get into other unmarked vehicles like old wagons. Something that you can see a bit higher into cars, because quite often people will drive around, pick up their phone, and as you said, Josiah, answer the phone, put it on the speaker phone, put it on their knee. You still can't do that.
Nah, it's straight up the wrong thing. You know what they could do, and this is not a bad idea, Justin, is pose as truck drivers like yourself.
Yeah, look, any day of the week, I'd welcome them into my truck. They can ride shotgun with me, and I'll just go do my normal thing, and I guarantee it. They probably want to bring more than one fine book because they'll fill one up for sure.
Wow. Yeah, fascinating crazy. To hear.
Good on you, Justin. You can be a crusader on the roads.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Citizens arrest.
Hey, Justin, you'd see some other things from the truck driver. What's the craziest thing you've ever seen, phones aside?
The craziest thing I've seen? I can't say on air.
Yeah, thought so.
But I have seen people hanging out the window topless, waving at me as I go past them in the summer.
Yeah, sorry about that. Oh, that's awesome. Thanks so much for your call, Justin.
No worries, guys. Have a good day.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
I nearly died yesterday.
Oh, don't tell me that. I'm not doing the show on my own again.
I genuinely did. It was very scary. And the reason was I was walking down Maud Street Mall. And 13, 12, 16, if anyone else has experienced this yesterday or in the last week, or hit us up on the socials, Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook or Instagram. I was on the Maud Street Mall and I was doing some filming for that summer styling event that's coming up soon. Cracking event, by the way, check it out. And just as we were about to start filming, I got something, like I inhaled something that kind of got lodged in my airways.
Again. Yeah.
And I just had the biggest coughing fit I've ever had. I was literally like, I had to run out of the store we're in Fit and Folly, had to run outside, and I'm just like looking around, and then one of the guys that I was with comes out and goes, "Should we get you some water?" So I was like, "It's okay, I'll get it."
Really?
So, yeah, I went across to the little juice bar thing and got myself a thing of water and kind of calmed down my airways. But I was so scared because I don't get asthma or anything. I don't often have coughing fits. But this was an absolute doozy. There was tears streaming down my face. I was out of breath. And then when I tried to speak, my voice was like,
you know, it's spring, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what happens in spring.
But to this extent?
Yes, because have you seen all the trees around town with all the flowers that are falling off?
That's the thing. There's something particularly about the Maud Street Mall. You know the trees in the Maud Street Mall in Shep? They emit some kind of pollen or something, and they're all kind of flying around in the air. And I reckon what I've done is inhaled one of those. It's gone down the wrong way and gotten lodged in my airway.
Well, it's actually not just there. It's across the whole Goulburn Valley, because this is what happens before a storm especially. Did you know that? Obviously, yeah. we've had storms and rain overnight, and storms continuing today.
Yeah.
Leading up to it is the worst possible time. Don't you remember the big asthma cloud that hit last year?
Yeah, yeah.
12 people died, I think, roughly, maybe a bit more. 1,500 people hospitalized. If you're an asthmatic, this is the worst possible time, but you're not, are you?
No.
So what happens is, and I did some research because I'm a really bad asthmatic, have been my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm on preventative, I'm on Ventolin every single day. If I don't, I could possibly be hospitalized as well, and I have been. Anyway, what happens was, and I did have an asthma attack 2 nights ago because this was coming. So what happens is you've got your standard pollen that you would have choked on that falls from the sky.
Yeah.
However, that's what anyone in any other city has. But because we're in the Goulburn Valley, what happens for some reason when you don't have a lot of rain leading up to a big storm, there's something in the air, and someone would have more details on this than me, but what happens is one piece of pollen gets put into like 12 little pieces of pollen. So therefore, there's 12 times the amount flying through the air just before a storm.
And it's like not visible?
It's not visible, no. Right. So you do have the big visible ones.
Yeah.
But picture that being smushed into 100 tiny pieces, and that's what sat on people's lungs, which caused that big, the big asthma, whatever they call it.
From
Was it last year, the year before? So that's how it works. So you must have inhaled one of those. So even if you're a non-asthmatic, you still have to be careful as well.
Is that also why my hay fever has been through the roof 100%. Lately?
100%. There's lots of people suffering with hay fever at the moment.
Bloody pollen.
I've got a solution for you though.
Oh God.
Cold showers.
Oh, you and your bloody cold showers. Do you know every morning Josiah rocks up and's like, I had my cold shower this morning. I'm feeling great. I'm really awake. I'm feeling healthy. I don't get colds because I have
I haven't been sick in 2 years because I have cold showers every morning.
No,
through
it's
winter,
not why.
Through
you just
summer.
Obviously have a good immune system.
I didn't. I used to get sick so much, started having cold showers, haven't been sick since. Pollen, you can't get me while I'm under a cold shower every day.
There you go. There's the answer. Next time you walk down Maud Street Mall, just make sure you got some cold shower, cold water. Just instead of drinking that bottle of water, I should have just poured it over my head.
Ask the shopkeepers to stand out the front with a cold hose, just spraying you as you go past. I can't get thick. I'm getting wet with the cold hose. Are you okay now,
Do you know
though?
What? I'm really glad we're getting an actual doctor on after 8 o'clock because we need some accurate medical advice on this show.
It's true, but you're all right. You're alive
I'm
now.
I'm okay. I survived. I made it through. Thanks for your support. But be careful, guys. If you're walking along the Maud Street Mall, I don't know, maybe wear one of those little masks or something.
Or imagine. You should start being one of those people.
I'm going to have to. I don't want to die. I'm too young. I'm too beautiful.
All right. Well, here's a mask. Keep this on and never talk again.
All right. Sounds good, buddy.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
If you're sitting your VCE, good luck to all. This morning's exam is physics at 9 a.m. Later on in the day, it's law. What time's that? Do you remember?
1 p.m., 2 p.m.
You'd be good at that. Your dad's a judge. Your brother's a lawyer, isn't he?
There's a reason that I did not go into law. 2 p.m.
Here you are in radio. But if you're a physics, you might be on your way to the exam this morning at 9 o'clock. Listen up. I've got an idea for you.
Oh, yes. I gave some chem tips yesterday for the chem students. I'm sure they all passed with flying colours. Your turn.
Listen up. If you want to pass and get a HD in physics this morning.
I don't think it's HDs in school, bro.
High def? I mean high.
High def!
High distinction.
High distinction.
I mean, you could work that out. What is high def, the meaning of high def in physics? Is that
maybe,
a question?
Maybe in the media exam, maybe at a stretch.
All right, here we go. If you want 90% and above, listen up.
Okay, here we go.
If they ask for an essay idea in your physics exam, give them this.
Do you write essays in physics?
I don't know, but for my case, you have to.
I don't know. I didn't do it.
Okay, so a pie in the sky.
Yep.
This happened everywhere last weekend, right? This is what you want to do. So you title your essay Pie in the Sky.
Oh, good.
What it needs to be about is a real life story that happened last week. A group of University of New South Wales students managed to take a meat pie 28 kilometres into the sky, well into the stratosphere.
Is that physics or is that like astrology? No, astronomy.
It's all physics somehow. I hope so, for the sake of the people listening this morning.
I love that we're giving advice to year 12s and they are so much smarter than us.
Right. They sent a meat pie into space.
Yeah.
As if this isn't the coolest thing ever. Imagine if you could put something in space, let alone a meat pie. So they're in the Hunter Valley town of Merriwa. They attached 2 like premium size, high altitude helium balloons. Tied them together, put a meat pie underneath with a little GoPro filming the whole thing, sent it up in the stratosphere, which is 30 kilometres isn't that high.
Yeah, I can run that in like 10 minutes.
Easily.
If that was the roadrunner, maybe.
And more. But the stratosphere is only 30 k's high, they're saying. Outer space is a 900 and something kilometres high.
Yeah.
So to get to outer space, you're nowhere near space. They're only getting 30 Ks, but the views, it kind of looks like you are in space, even though you're not via the GoPro. I saw that there's a video of it.
Mm.
So what I was thinking, guys, is you could do a whole essay telling this story and then talk about whether a balloon can go into space or not.
Wow. What an essay idea. Can I ask, the meat pie, what type of meat pie were we talking? Were we talking Mrs. Max, 4 and 20?
I'll tell you right now.
Jura Bakery.
A Garlo's pies. Have you had a Garlo's one before?
No, what's that?
Oh, they're just a standard one of those ones that are everywhere.
What a waste of a pie.
I know. I'm presuming Garlo's paid a lot of money for this to happen.
Make sure you take notes on that. Year 12s, it was a Garlo's pie. They might ask you that in the exam.
Yeah, and then in your essay, you could debate what sort of pie they should have used.
Yes. Oh, if we're doing debates on meat pies, sign me up.
Yeah.
I'll sit the exam for you, kids.
Oh, yeah.
Sit it out.
Imagine studying physics for 2 years only to have a pie debate in your essay. I tell you what, you would get a HD, high def if you want. But how's this? A helium-filled balloon can float into the atmosphere.
Mm.
However, it can't float into outer space. Because I was like, what could we send to outer space?
Yep.
I was thinking, could we just attach like a balloon, fill it with helium from the balloon shop and just send like you up into space or something?
I am pretty light. I don't know if you know, but I don't weigh much. So I'd probably float pretty high.
Oh my gosh. I'm a size 6. So I could definitely make it to space. But apparently the balloon can only rise up until the atmosphere surrounding it has the same weight as the helium in the balloon. So it's all a buoyancy thing.
I'm bored.
Am I losing already? Yeah. Back to meat pies. What's your favourite meat pie?
Well, good luck to all the Year 12 sitting there. Physics exam this morning. I'm just looking at the timetable for tomorrow. A lot on in exam world tomorrow.
Oh, what are we going to cover?
Well, agricultural and horticultural studies. We could do that.
No.
I
was a landscaper.
Music performance.
Oh, done. Let's perform
done.
For them.
Year 12s, if I had people like Josiah and I helping me out when I was sitting my exams, I would be so grateful.
Agreed. If you don't get a HD from today's exam after I just told you what I just told you, those details, then I'll lose my kidney. I don't know.
And if you get quizzed on that, yeah, it's HD stands for high definition.
No, yeah.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Ellie, I was going across the internet thinking, you know what? I love my co-host so much. What could I get her for a present? Because I missed your birthday last week. Well, I didn't miss it, but I didn't get you anything.
Yeah. And I've been waiting for a present.
Sorry about that. Or Christmas is coming up. There's another thing I could have got you. I'm about to get my tax check back. So I thought with that money, I could buy you something good. And that's when I saw this ad on the internet.
The wind whispered through the forest. A storm is coming. You cannot defeat the storm. From the trees rose a resounding voice. I fear nothing. I come when the trumpet sounds. I am the storm, the great American grizzly.
Jesus.
Do you know what it is yet? Are you excited by the sound of it?
Kind of. It sounds very like big, you know?
Yeah, it is. And I never go half-hearted. Like, this present is the best present you... And you know what? It's very you as well. It's something you would absolutely love. Have I drawn you in? Are you excited?
I'm thinking something along the lines of, like, a jumbo-sized Coke Zero or cheeseburger or something.
It could be along those lines. Yeah. You want to know what it is?
Of course I do.
Have a listen.
Introducing the original Trumpy Bear.
Trumpy Bear? If this is something to do with Donald Trump, I swear to God, I'm out. I'm out. Josiah, you know my thoughts.
They're selling online teddy bears with Donald Trump's hair on them now.
No! Why would anyone want to emulate Donald Trump's hair?
Because more than 50% of America voted them in, so a lot of people want to buy his old Trumpy bear. So it's this little brown bear with a blonde comb over. And the best bit about it is you can unzip his back and pull out the American flag.
Oh, well... Do you know what? I'm returning the Oraton bag that Gav got me, the Ray-Ban Sunnies, the blender my parents got me. I don't need that stuff. All I need is Trumpy Bear.
Imagine like giving your kids Trumpy Bear. So at night, Mom, I want Trumpy Bear. Going to sleep at night cuddling old Trumpy Bear. It actually looks, if you look at it in the eyes, it looks like him.
Just not as orange?
No, it's not. It's a bit more brown, but the hair is on point. So do yourself a favor with Christmas coming up. I think it's, they say later in the ad, they're like for two payments of $18.95.
Oh my God. So people are spending money on this. It's not a free giveaway.
No, there's people in the ad enticing buying this Trumpy Bear. So for $40, you could buy one for your kids for Christmas.
You
How good's this?
I'm good. Thanks. Thanks for the thought. Thanks for finally getting me a present a week later after my birthday.
How dare you?
I don't want it.
I'm spending all this money and you're saying no to a Trumpy Bear?
You just said it was two easy payments of $18.99. So I don't believe you, buddy.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Josiah, you and I both love a selfie or two.
Oh, I love a selfie. Not afraid of it. Not afraid of the mirror either.
I mean, you love it a bit more than I do. I do maybe one a year and you do one a day. A new study's been released to say that people who take excessive selfies have been linked with narcissism.
I mean, I'd love to argue that, but I can see how this works.
I know, I feel like we need to diagnose you right now. So to get someone who knows a bit more about it than we do on to talk about it, we've got Dr. Zach from Channel 9. Morning, Dr. Zach.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. And I hope I know more about the condition than just being a narcissist. I'm hoping that's what you were meaning there.
Of course. You're medically qualified. So
Dr. Zach, a selfie.
So I am a narcissist.
So Dr. Zach, a selfie a day does not keep the doctor away. Is that right?
No, it doesn't. And in fact, maybe a selfie a day would maybe think you are a doctor. So interesting research that's kind of had a look at, do narcissistic people take more selfies? And the other part is, do taking selfies make you more narcissistic?
Can I ask, for anyone that is listening, can you just describe a narcissist really quickly?
Josiah Sharla.
Done.
We don't even
definition.
Need a doctor.
I guess it's a whole lot of Trumpism, if you want to put a name to a very narcissistic person with self-inflation. So essentially, the symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder are a need for admiration, need for sort of boosting yourself up from other people, plus a disregard for other people's feelings, and then a complete disregard for handling criticism and a sense of entitlement from them. So, I mean, there's a bit of a spectrum. You're not kind of either a narcissist or you're not a narcissist. There's a spectrum here, but certainly the people that did this test actually went above and beyond what would be considered to be narcissistic in this trial.
Yeah, I wouldn't call myself a narcissist, but I can definitely see I do have elements, as many people do. Is it necessarily a bad thing to be a narcissist?
Look, there are definitely times. I think there's times I've certainly told people in my practice, look, you have to take care of yourself a little bit more. You have to say no. You have to kind of do things for yourself. So there is a time and a place, I believe, for people to go. And mums are like this as well. Like, mums are very, I'm throwing it generally out there, but they're self-sacrificing. And I see lots of mums who haven't looked after themselves for a long time. They put everyone else first and probably need a little bit more narcissism in their life. That being said, this study looked at these people over a 4-month period who took photos of themselves and then uploaded them to Facebook and Instagram. And one of the interesting things about this were that people who posted more than one time a day had an increased subjective response on this narcissistic scoring sheet that actually put them higher and higher and higher, which is quite incredible. So over a 4-month period, people became more and more narcissistic as the time went on.
Wow.
One of the interesting findings I found from this, though, were that people who didn't post photos, so people who posted regularly, say on Twitter, didn't have any correlation with increased narcissism over that 4-month period. So they had some people that just used Twitter, didn't post any photos. But certainly, having your opinion out there without your face leads to less narcissism. But having your face out there with opinions makes you more entitled and more of a narcissist.
Wow. Hey
God. Do you find that narcissistic personality disorder is more common in men? Because I'm not going to lie, I know a lot of girls who've had boyfriends who they say are narcissists, and it seems to be pretty common. I mean, I'm sure it's relatively equal, but is there anything to support that it's more common in men?
I know you're wanting me to say this, aren't you? You are. You're throwing the line. It is in fact more commonly found in men.
That
is exactly true.
Guilty.
Backed you into a corner and it worked.
It totally did. So men are more narcissistic, which means that often the partner in the relationship potentially gets stood on a little bit more or needs to, in some way, stand up for themselves a little bit more. This could be, and I don't know how it kind of relates to people in the workforce, but hopefully as we see more and more women take sort of big jobs and kick the guys' butts out there, there might be some more women narcissists.
Yeah, we'll just look at the Kardashians, for example.
Entitled self-importance, that's exactly right.
There you go.
Yeah, no one takes more selfies than those girls, I tell you what.
At all.
Oh, that is such interesting stuff. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Zach Turner from Channel 9. I'm sure we'll check in with you again next time we have other medical issues coming up.
Oh, I've got a few, don't worry.
Yeah.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
How's this, Ellie? A woman ate only ice cream and sausages for 20 years straight.
only ice cream and sausages. Yeah. Well, like sausages for breakfast, sausages for lunch, sausages for dinner, ice cream for dessert.
Every single day. So this makes you feel a lot better about your Coke Zero habit, doesn't it?
Yeah, because at least I'm mixing it up with, you know, some salad every now and again.
So she's only 21 now. So it's been happening since she was basically born. Her name's Courtney Baxter. She says she's never eaten at a restaurant after she had an eating disorder. So every time she saw the sight of any other food, she'd have a panic attack. How crazy is that?
So what do you mean?
So she had some condition called selective eating disorder. And so the only things that she was selective for were ice cream. And that's all she was having at one stage. But then she discovered sausages were the only other food that didn't give her a panic attack when she saw food. She couldn't have vegetables because she'd freak out.
Do we know whether she's, like, able to mix up flavours? Like, can she have choc mint ice cream one day and
she
strawberry another day?
She can have however many flavours she wants in
ice
cream.
So that's she's got a Baskin and Robbins. They've got 31.
Oh, do they? Really?
Yeah. That's their whole thing, Baskin and Robbins. No.
Really? Is that why they have that?
Yes. Except they're always mixing it up, so they, like, create new ones and then take them away.
No wonder they're going out of business. Team McFlurry all the way.
What, do they need more flavours or less? What do you mean? What's your problem with 31?
Way more flavours. Never have enough ice cream. Yeah. So this girl, she's finally been cured from it. So she went and saw a hypnotist, kind of like what you did with the Coke Zero.
Yeah.
We tried to hypnotise you to get you off the Coke Zero.
Yeah.
And she said it worked. So for the first time in 20 years, she's now eaten a variety of fruit and veg.
What was the first thing she ate?
It was a fruit, an apple. Ah, she should come to the Goulburn Valley.
She should.
There you go. And so she's saying now she's, for the first time ever, she's going to go to a restaurant because she hasn't been able to go because she'll have a panic attack at the sight of other food.
Oh, it's kind of sad.
It is a bit. Imagine being stuck indoors your whole life only eating sausages and ice cream. Don't get me wrong, on face value, it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But it probably isn't.
Yeah, no, I don't think it sounds amazing. I would hate that. I need a chicken schnitty in my life, you know?
Oh, wouldn't you?
I need a bit of red onion.
Hot chips.
Cheese.
As if she couldn't have hot chips.
Yeah,
like,
yum.
What sausages?
Cheeseburgers.
So what I want to talk about this morning is what's the one food you've had to have every day? Obviously, you're not as crazy as this girl, but there might be one thing you have to have every day. And kind of like this girl, my whole life, and I blame my mother, Paula, for this one, is that she stacked our freezer since a young age with desserts. We always have dessert in our freezer. So every day, whether it's a Calippo ice block, we'd have the Lifesavers, we'd have lemonade ice box, always a tub of vanilla, scoops of ice of Milo on top of that vanilla ice cream every single night. So I could not go to bed every night without having dessert. That's just one thing we had to have.
Yeah.
It's surely Ellie Chaney. Oh, you've got obviously the Coke Zero with
you.
Yeah,
well, look, I had Coke Zero. I mean, I gave it up for 30 days, so that was a tough 30 days. I may have had a couple since. But,
I'd say that you've had a lot since.
No, whatever. I'm healthy now.
You can't go through a day without having a Coke Zero, let's be honest.
I can. I once upon a time in life couldn't, but yes. And now it turns out I like can't go a day without coffee either.
Well, maybe there's someone out there that can only have hot chips every day. Because trust me, if I could have an HSP every day, I could.
Yeah.
It was a bit better for you.
You got to have your Vegemite toast for breakfast or something every day. We want to hear these stories, something you can't go a day without. Give us a call now, 13 12 16, if you want to get involved. Katie from Shep, you've given us a call on 13 12 16. Is there a food that you have to have every day?
Yeah, really weird, but plain Dorito corn chips.
Every single day?
Yeah, I'm so addicted to them. I can't stop eating them.
Katie, what happens if you don't have one?
I have a breakdown. I need them.
What does a breakdown consist of? Are we talking like full-on tantrum?
Me just like getting in the car and absolutely like speeding to Woolies to try and get some more.
Katie, do you have to have them by themselves or can you have some guacamole or something with
them?
No, just by himself.
Do you ever have guac with them or is that blasphemous? Oh,
no,
God.
I've never tried that before, actually.
What about the dip?
What? You've never tried it?
No, I'm just the chip. Just the chip by itself.
Nachos, hey. Anything?
Nachos.
Katie,
no.
I'm not wanting to judge you right now, but I kind of am.
No, they're so good, though. They're really salty and they're so good.
How many packets of Doritos do you have in your house at any one time?
I have a lot just to make sure. I've got a backup so I don't run out. I go through stages where I'm like addicted to eating things, and this is the one at the moment.
Kind of like Ellie's addiction with Coke Zero. I reckon, you should get some sort of sponsorship from Woolies or Coles or IGA.
That'd be good. That'd save me a lot of money.
Oh, I feel your sister. Well, good on you. You keep eating those Doritos. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys. guys.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Hey, last night I went through an emotional roller coaster. Started off.
I get angry.
And then quickly I went to. It was like boom, boom, boom. I get angry. The whole time.
Are you okay? You know. Bit of schizophrenia there or something.
Yeah, just practicing my DJ skills on the desk here.
What made you go so up and down so quickly?
Okay, so we mentioned on the show yesterday that the huge Click Frenzy sale was on. It's like Australia's biggest online sale.
Yeah, it happens once a year.
Yeah, pretty sure. Oop, don't quote me on that.
That'll do.
But we'd heard you could get like Bunnings gift cards, like $200 worth for $2. Like there was all these huge sales. So I was like, do you know what? I'm going to check it out. So we'd been advertising all morning yesterday that it kicked off at 7 on the dot. Australian Eastern Standard Time. So 6:50, I sat down at my computer. I was like, here we go. Let's give this a crack. Let's get some bargains.
See if we can get a travel deal, some new shoes.
Yeah, I was after some new Nike runners.
Oh, yeah, so was I. Mm. Except some Adidas kicks. There you go.
Cute. Anyway, so I sat down at the computer and I tried to log in a bit early. I was like, let's see how it goes. No go. The website was down at 6:50.
Every year.
So then I was like, okay, maybe it's just down now. Maybe at 7 o'clock, that's when it goes live. So 7 o'clock came. I was putting off having a shower in this time. Still down. 5 minutes went past. Still down. 10 minutes went past. Still down.
So after 7 o'clock when the sale started?
Yep. It was supposed to start at 7 and it kept coming up with error messages. So I went on Twitter just to see if it was just my computer. Nah, everyone was going crazy about it. So finally, I got in the shower, got out at like maybe 20 past, sat down, and hallelujah, it was working.
You'd think finally, after all these years of having a crash year after year, that they'd finally work out what the problem is.
I know. This is 3 years in a row that the Click Frenzy sale has crashed straight up.
So did
it's
you buy
unbelievable. Any? So, but then, I mean, I was angry, but oh my goodness, did my emotions change
very
quickly.
So are they genuine sales or do they just mark up prices and then bring them down to make them look good?
Well, that's what my boyfriend Gav said. He's like, it's not. They're just advertising there's a big sale on. So I couldn't find any of the like $200 Bunnings gift cards for $2. Like all of those sales were not visible to me. But it did have links. So basically it links you to the website that you want to go to and then on those websites they're having sales.
I swear there's just terms and conditions galore though. It's not as good as it always seems,
no,
is
Josiah,
it?
Josiah, it was so good. Oh, I mean, mind you, I spent an hour and a half on one website and I ended up with 12 things, 12 items of clothing in my cart.
Really?
Yes. And so I was going crazy because I'm a terrible shopper.
Christmas has come early for you.
Yeah, literally. Like smack bang between my birthday and Christmas and I'm getting all these presents. So I was loading up my bag. It came to $215 for 12 items of clothing.
What did you get?
I got a dress that I could potentially wear to my brother's wedding.
Oh, it'll be,
I got all these skirts.
How do you know it fits?
I mean, I don't. I got a size 6 because I was feeling confident about myself. Usually I'm like between a 6 and an 8, so hopefully it works.
100%.
Anyway, so I went crazy. But then it kept freezing at the checkout, and so I was trying to log out. I was trying to proceed with my checkout, and it kept not working. So then it kept sending me back, and it was like, oh, sorry, your item's out of stock. Sorry, your item's out of stock, because it was taking so long, and other people were swooping in and getting my items. So then I was bloody angry again.
So what did you end up getting in the end?
I ended up getting, I think, 10 of the 12.
Wow, that is frustrating, though.
Yeah, but hey, Click Frenzy. I don't even care about the first 20 minutes, because I'm going to be so fashionable over summer.
Do you want to be a smart business decision? We should have thought about this earlier.
What?
We should have got on there, bought all these stuff that we don't need.
And then sold it.
And sell them all.
Oh, I'm sure lots of people would have. We just need to get more savvy.
Yeah.
But I'm also really proud of myself for buying that. That's the most clothes. That's like as much clothes as I'll buy in a whole year in one sitting.
I need a new wardrobe. Did you get any new shoes? Did you get your Nike
kicks? I did look
at
the shoe. No, I didn't. Nike only had 20% off. So I know. Come on. I don't need 20% off. Give me 50% off or nothing. Anyway, congratulations to all the other Click Frenzy shoppers who scored themselves a bargain last night.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.